Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, so I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. As he traveled down the last road, he is with you every day. With every step you take, he walks ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. You'll never be alone, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. In the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew their God was there and he would see them through. As the walls began to shake and their chains just fell away, they said, behold our God, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. In the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew that God was there and he would see them through. And as the walls began to shake and death chains just fell away, they cried, behold our God, for he is in the midst. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, he'll be standing next to you.
He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst.
He's
in the midst of our storm.
He's in the valley we walk through.
Where two or three are gathered in His name, He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone,
He'll be standing next to you.
He's with us now.
Our Lord is in the midst.
It's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a wonderful just knowing my reward.
It's a day I live a love I can't employ.
It's a good life living for the Lord. I met a man one day who looked so down and out. I know because I've been that way before. But I found peace and happiness I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, that His promise He made can all be mine, I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
I stand in awe within the presence of the Lord.
Within wisdom of the ages lie, for whom the raging of the sea subsides, the living sacrifice, the only source of life. My hope is in the Lord, from this time on and evermore. Ooh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in Him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord, from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who
trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
Et il discende bistu helundrai bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blue, bist du nahe geboren von der Knechtschaft, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blue, bist du rein durch das Blue, dein durch Jesus gerissen das Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon her, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Hältst du treulich wahr bei den Kreuzeschern, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Gehst du kindlich gleich, stets an Jesu Hand, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesus aus Eisenes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon hell, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Wenn der Bräutigam kam, ist dein Herz bereit, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Steht im heiligen Schmuck und im weißen Kleid, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesus erlesenes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon helle, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Drum leg ab die Sünde und der Sündenfeind, werde rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Sieh der Brunnen triest, tauch dich voll hinein, werde rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlesenes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon her, ist es leicht wie Schnee, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Bist du neu geboren? That's the question. Are you born again? Bist du neu geboren von der Knechtschaft frei? You must be born again. That's that simple. Otherwise, what you're doing here is no value. I mean, you have to be born again to understand the scripture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You must be born again. That intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody has to be born again. Everybody has to do what Jesus said to all Nicodemus. You must be born again. Like I say, otherwise it's just a mechanism. That other, I think, is a mechanism. It's engineer, you know, like a mechanic thing, clinical thing. Psalm 119, verse 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word is a lamp to my walk. Your word is a lamp to walk by and a light to illuminate my path. Dein Wort ist meine Füße leuchte und dein Licht auf meinen Wege. That's the word of God. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just give you thanks for this another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord, and have done. Prepare us for the hour we're now living in. You've given us a tremendous revelation. All these things, Lord, you've given us here in these closing days of time where the whole world is out here seeking for this very thing that we have here right at our fingertips. And people don't want it. I just pray you'll give us the grace to put it out there, Lord, in such a manner that people have a desire and a yearning in their heart, Lord. And as we realize, Lord, this is the only thing that's left in these closing days of time. A crystal clear picture of where we are in time. A crystal clear picture of what you've done throughout the church age of Laodicea the last 100 and some years, Lord. And we just have it here so crystal clear. Lord, it's a foolproof system, Lord. And we're putting it out there on a daily basis for whosoever will let them come. It's just that simple. It's just that living water, Lord, that you've given to the human race in these closing days of time, Lord. We just pray you'll continue to do it as you see fit, Lord. We don't have an agenda. We don't have a program. We've not got nothing to go by except to be tender before you, Lord, and hear your voice and hear your direction, Lord, so soft before you that you can guide us with that of your eyes. Give us obedient hearts, Lord. Give us hearts of repenting, Lord. We realize, Lord, we're sinners and we need to repent on a day-to-day basis when we think about the things we used to do and our growing up and all that starved garbage that we accumulated over the years. We just pray you, like I say, continue to do it, lead and guide us by your Spirit, Lord. Pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's what kept us going all our life when we look back. That's why we were brought here to where we are today, simply because of the Word of God, like we said yesterday. We had that same, kind of the same subject on, but we're coming at it from a different angle. It's all about the Word of God. The Word of God has led us to where we are today, and we sang that song, Eddie Belinda. You got to be an overcomer in this world. It's a very treacherous hour we're now living in, and we have purpose way back in the day that we have to seek our own salvation with fear of trembling. Nobody's going to seek it for you. It's a free choice, like that song said, from the Knechtschaft frei. Bist du neu geboren von der Knechtschaft frei. Bist du out of that religious prison that they had us kept, that we were in there for 45 years of our life, and all of a sudden the Lord came down and he just delivered them out of that Egyptian religious prison. That's what that religious system is. It's Egyptian darkness. There's absolutely no light and these religions whatsoever. And then God gave us, by the God's grace, he allowed that man to have an out-of-the-body experience, that Joe Mandel from Forest River Colony, and just to wake up the Hutterites. He went from colony to colony to try to wake him up, but it was falling on deaf ears, and pretty soon that old thing went back to sleep, and the people didn't do nothing about it. And here, when I heard him, his testimony, like I say, he was sitting just a few feet from me, right in front of me. I seen his lips. I seen the tears in his eyes. I seen how fervent he was because he had that out-of-the-body experience, and he begged that angel to give him another chance to go back and warn these people. And he did exactly that, and then after a few years, this whole thing fell asleep. But there'd be no excuse, no matter who, what they did, that there will be no excuse, because all they would have had to do was listen or pay attention, just like you and I did. When we heard about it, we set our faces aflint, and I went all out, I had to give up everything, and I went out there looking for that thing that he could never find. But he said it's out there somewhere, if we put our life on the line and go look for it, and that's where we're going. Tis that words are limp unto my feet, and a light unto my pathway, and as I kept going on, one of the first things the Lord dealt with me when determined in me was that baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that Hutterite baptism was not the right baptism. That's not the baptism that's in the Bible, where there's one faith, one baptism, and one God. That's the first thing the Lord dealt with me as I began to ponder all these things, when I began to take inventory of that Hutterite system. And I went to every book. I read Peter Liedemann's. I read all these books, and I found out that baptism and the other calling is not compatible to the scriptures, but I said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. And I began to ask questions, and I began to go up against that Hutterite hierarchy, and I began to have a confrontation with him to the point where it all fell on deaf ears. And then just because I had a question, they terminated me. And the Lord told me, I want you to go up and expose that thing. And still exposing it to this very day, how rotten and how corrupt that system is. And behind it is, I keep saying it over and over again, some people are offended by the way we speak like the plane. They're not used to it. They're used to this pussyfooting, walking on eggshells. But we're talking very plain because we know the hour we're living in. There is no more retract. There is no more going back to something else. This is that which that man would have found if he would have been looking for it. And here, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our pathway. And we use that word to guide. And like I say, the first thing he dealt with me, there's one faith, one baptism, and one God. And it's all led by the scripture, by the word of God. And finally, the Lord saw my need. He saw my desire. He saw he can trust me. And he led me to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, the church age messenger, the messenger for the church age, the leader, the voice of that angel that we keep talking about. He was that voice of that angel where he said that the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. That's all the Lord gave us before he went to the crucifixion. He said it over and over again. This is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then he sent his church age messenger, and here in the last day, and the last church age messenger, he just simply said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, they're just voices. You got to read it right. And that's that word that has kept us going and moving on. And we can go back to the word and we can prove to you via the word that the things that we're saying are 100% accurate. And the days of the voice of the seventh angel, and the voice of that seventh angel was the ministry of William Branham. And then he died, that word began, and then he continued on with the vocal cords of Raven M. Jackson. And this is, you can take it to the bank. This is exactly 100% accurate. Because thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a guide light unto my pathway, because we keep going back to the scripture to make sure that we're not amiss, that we don't feed something to the people that's not true. We go back time and time again, we go back to the scripture. And then one day, Brother Jackson left the scene. He did exactly, who is then that? God was still looking for somebody that he could trust with that word. Who is then that faithful and wise servant? He's going to find somebody that's faithful and wise with the word of God, who will not twist to it, who will not make it, who will not sell out for fame or fortune or anything like that. Somebody that he can trust that will stay with the word. And he found you and I faithful and trustworthy to put out that living water, because he said, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath found faithful to deliver the meat in due season? We're not just banging our gums together. We're saying these things because God has ordained it to be so, because he went looking for somebody that's going to be faithful and true, that will not bend, that will not bow, that will not bow. And over the years, when I take inventory of my, when we take inventory of our lives, we can see exactly what the Lord was doing. He was looking for somebody that's not going to buckle under pressure. And he found you and I to do exactly that very thing. And then now he gives us the responsibility to put this out there. And if he does come onto the chapter here, under the living water, there's only one thing left. Once that thing is closed and then rapture happened, that thing is over throughout eternity. You can no more go back and go to the marriage supper of the Lamb once that rapture happens. It just continues on. God's plan that he made back before the foundation of the world, he made a blueprint and he made a plan. And this is just continuing on. We just happened to tap into it because he saw a hunger and a desire in our heart like the deer panted for the water brook. That's the way he saw it. And we couldn't find it in that other writing because there's nothing there to be found, because this, as time went on, we began to expose the thing, and lo and behold, we found out the sin. The Satan is there. The Satan himself is running that show, that other right show, and they don't even know it. But God's grace, he allowed us to see it. Then he told us to go up there and expose that thing. That's exactly what he did. And then he led us to the ministry of Brother Branham. Then he led us to the ministry of Brother Jackson. We're doing everything that God told us to do. Then he led us, like I say, he led us to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And then he brought us together, you and I, because he knew I couldn't do that alone. I was all wore out, the Lord, from fighting all these years by myself. And then he brought you along on board to continue on with the program, because he told me, without you, there is no program. Now, people, they got a problem with a girl doing the things that you're doing, but they don't know the scripture. They don't know that here in these closing days of time, ever since the week of Daniel, God is restoring everything. That's the age of restoring. The week of Daniel is the restoration of all things. And if you go back before the fall, before Adam and Eve fell, Adam and Eve were on equal footing. It was only after the fall that the woman had to play second fiddle. But God is restoring all that thing, and he's putting the woman back at equal footing with the man. It's no more that a woman has to play second fiddle, and the proof is in the pudding. You're right there beside me, fighting this fight side by side, and there's no underdog here. We're both doing our level best to stay faithful, like that song said, very bevinda dear, so Lord. We're trying to be overcomers for the day and hour that we're now living in. We got it. And God saw that, then he knew that you and I were faithful and true, and then we're done worried about finances and all these things. He is just leading and guiding us by his Spirit, as long as we're sensitive and as long as we allow ourselves to be guided by that of his eyes. That's all he wanted. He told us back in Psalms, don't be like a horse and a mule, that you have to yank him this way and that way, you got to be free, be soft before the Lord, that he can lead and guide you into all truth. That's why we're telling that Leonard and that Eli from Hidden Valley, put this thing in your PA system and just put it out there. Give the people a chance to choose for themselves what they want to do, but see what they do. They're making sure this truth never comes into the colonies. And here, the Lord will get the job done one way or another. If he can't get it done through them, he'll just take them out. Just take them away from this world. That's what he does. But eventually this truth will come into the colonies, no matter how they try to shut the door, like we said yesterday. They can't come in, but then they try to hold the door shut for those that do want to come. There are hundreds of thousands of Hutterites out there that just waiting for something. They know that Hutterite thing is not. They do 600 years sermon. They're not it. And here the Lord has something prepared, but they won't let it in one. They won't let it go in the door. Just like these cooks and these towers went in, that group that we used to go to church here with. They made sure that they don't let, you're either a tower or a cook. You cannot get near that pulpit. They'll make sure of that. Well, what the Lord did, he just bypassed them and left them in the dust and moved on with you and I, because he knew he could trust us. And now they're out there doing like everybody else, trying to get something going that's not meant to be to go on, because they don't have it. They're not even born again. How can they be trying to teach this group here? But the Lord left them in the dust, did he continue down with you and I? And we're just doing that. We're just doing what the Lord wants us to do.
If I wouldn't have found what now I found, I can't imagine even wanting to be alive anymore, because if I wouldn't have found the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, this world out there, especially the Christian world, is so, there's such hypocrisy in it. You know, people are pretending that they're Christians, and in the same token, living a hypocritical life.
Exactly.
And, when I was still on the colony, you can really see what the condition is in the Laodicea church hour when you read Revelations, Revelations 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. See, we heard his voice. He was standing outside that organized religion. That Jesus is not in the organized religion. He's outside. Especially after the ministry of Brother Brenham, the church world kicked Jesus out of the churches. They made sure they put him outside of the church, and they wanted to have a program instead of the Lord Jesus Christ and be led by the Spirit of God. They didn't want to have anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit. And that's just a fact, because Jesus says very clearly here, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And that's why I said, it wasn't, the Lord came by my way and he gave me eternal life when I was still on the colony, but it wasn't in the colony structure that the Lord could reach down. Mm-hmm. That's why he's outside, he's knocking, like he was outside and he through that man that came by one day, and he presented the gospel to me and prayed with me, and that's how the Lord Jesus Christ came by my way, and I received him. I opened up the door so I could sup with him, and that's what happened. I accepted him, and then I accepted the righteousness for our day and hour, and the message of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson was so convicted to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like, I was still in the colony. I didn't know how I would go about that, you know, but I prayed and God opened up a door for me. He said, it says, pray until you pray true. And if there is something you want badly enough, that God is going to see it, and and he's going to make a way for a person, no matter who it is. And if people only have that desire to really want to follow the ways of God and his word, then he will open it up to them.
That's why we're doing what we're doing here now. Like we say, when back in the day, I saw the need to get baptized in Jesus' name, because it's out in the scripture, it's out in the Bible, and that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my pathway. And because of that, I took a beeline right for the water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by immersion. But see, we don't want to send out the confused picture, because the era for the water baptism in Jesus' name, that era is over, because it's now shifting gears, because the grace age is over. And the grace age was simply to call out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ, and because just the grace of God that we heard that voice in time to have an opportunity to go get baptized in Jesus' name, to put us into that bridal chamber and have that intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ, like you were saying. Now he stands outside of the church on that individual. It's a personal thing now. It's a personal relationship between you and the Lord, and he comes and knocks, and all you got to do is open up, and then he'll take care of the necessary things. He'll make sure that you're being led and guided to the sanctuary, to the exactly where we're at. Because I told that one guy one time, if you got such a hunger for God as I have, you're going to end up exactly where I'm at. That's the problem with the human race. There's no hunger, there's no thirst, because Laodicea is spewed out. Laodicea is rich and increased in good. They have no need of nothing, or so they think they don't. But inside, they're miserable, they're wretched, they're blind, they're naked, and Laodicea is spewed out. That whole religion apparatus out there, it's nothing but Babylonian captivity. It's nothing but dead to care. It did not do nothing for you. Now he goes to that individual and he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any individual will open up, I'll come in and sup with them." That's why I say everything we're saying here, it's based on scripture. Because the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our pathway. That's why we are doing what we're doing here. He moved on us to get up in the morning and have these times of fellowship with him. And that is nothing more that excites me more than just spending time with the Lord here in these closing days of time, when the whole world is encased in confusion and wars and rumors of wars and all that stuff that's out there. And we're here right in the cleft of the rock, hidden away from all things, And but we're doing so, what we're doing now, we're putting it out there. It's available for whosoever will. You cannot go around twisting arms and trying to push it on people. That's why we put it out there. That's why we advise that Leonard and that Eli allow this truth to go in. Put it in your PA system so that every human being, every heart of right will have an opportunity to know what has been going on in this closing days of time. Exactly. We're the only ones that knows it. And they, if they keep closing the doors and shutting it out because these people, they're so afraid that they're going to terrorize and chase them away and do whatever. And like that lady you were talking to the other day, she, when she dawned on her, if I get caught, if Leonard finds out I'm talking to Lorraine, I'm going to be raked over the coal. That's how they got these people in constant fear, just like they do over in Iran. They got these people in constant fear because they don't want them to be have, they don't want them to have their freedom. Here, but here God's going to give an opportunity, these two leaders, to see if they'll let it in there or not. And then if they don't, he'll just take them off the scene. But God's program is going to go ahead. He said, my tables will be full. There will be an opportunity for these other rights to get it. Like we said, we're just putting it out there. You can take it or leave it. We're not forcing nobody's hand. There's a lot of people that listen to us, and then they're in the colony, and they look at the cost. Oh, if I do anything, if I been found out listening to these two guys, then that Leonard will come in with his hierarchy, and he's going to terminate us.
Yeah.
And they're afraid of that. That they keep us paralyzed. But God's going to take care of that too, and He did raise us up just for you and I. He put us out here to set a standard, to set a stage, to let people know what that man from Forest River calling that Joe Mandel, what he would have found if he would have went pursued it. But that's it was not required of him in the day.
And you know, Forest River back in the day was very liberal, and they kind of promoted this charismatic Christianity. And he still, when he had this out-of-a-body experience, that still was not something that allowed him to give him entrance to heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can see that charismatic world that even the Hutterites adopted is not the answer. It's this charismatic Christianity that is out here. Like, I listened to preachers on the colony and read books and these things. But it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, and I realized I found it. It wasn't out in those charismatic churches and these charismatic preachers out there that write their books, that have more books on their shelf written than the encyclopedia is long. But these things do not do anything for a person. In the long run, it's really just a charismatic Christianity. And that's why the Lord walked us through where it's at, so we can speak on these things and let people know where we found it.
Mm-hmm.
We found it through the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. You can go out and search all these churches, through all these charismatic churches out there. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find a message for Laodicea out and the time we're now living in, out in these charismatic churches.
Nobody will tell you because they don't know. Mm-hmm. They're not hooked into the sword. They're hooked into Satan. They're exactly like that tree we got out there. That tree is hooked into the ground, and then halfway up it branches into two trees. And there's your Gibbon and your oil affection. But they're rooted in the same diabolical satanic root. And it's not going to produce nothing because it says plant a good tree so that the fruit will be good. That Hutterite tree is not a good tree. It's not a good one. It can never produce nothing. All it does is materialism. And all we're trying to do now, we're trying to set the record straight so that people that have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, for eternal destiny, and if they care about their children and their grandchildren, they can, all they have to do is come on board and believe what we're saying here, because believe you me, if there was anything else out there, we'd still be out there looking for it.
That's right.
Nothing could stop us.
You have to realize that Babylon is falling. And the connection to Babylon is that Trinity water baptism. Mm-hmm. And whoever is builded on that foundation, it's falling. So when that is gone, what are you going to have? Because that's what they build all their life's work on, is that Trinity water baptism and that foundation that they have. Like you said, they have the same root. And that root is that Trinity water baptism that takes them back to Roman Catholicism. It takes them back to Babylon. And that spiritual Babylon is coming down. It's falling. And then when you're connected to that, it's going to come down. It's not going to produce anything good.
The only thing that's left is this here truth, because God has owned us out. He has taken us out so that we can deliver that meat and due. That meat and due season is that living water. It says back in the book of Revelation, whoever is athirst, let him come. Whoever hears it, let him say come. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That is all that's left here right now in these closing days. And if you reject that, you're going to have to go to the next faith. And the next faith is, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. It's just the end of that Satan's reign is pretty much done. 3 more years, it's all over with Babylon and with Satan's reign. And then it evolves into something else. And then it evolves into the day of the Lord. And after that, it evolves into the separation of the goats and the sheep. And then it evolves into that stone that Daniel saw hewn out from the mound. And he demolished all these kingdoms. And then he set up his own kingdom, the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's, we're living in that transition period right now. That's why we're living in the week of Daniel, where all these things are being transitioned, all these things are being restored back to where it was before the fall. And like I say, that's why you and I, you're not an underdog. You're an equal footing. In fact, many times, you're way ahead of me, spiritually speaking, and because I don't have a cleanest record as you. You got a flawless record. I don't have a 100% perfect record like you do. But when the Lord came by my way and he saved me, I repented of my sin, he gave me eternal life, and he set me on this here course. He saw something in me that I didn't even know that I had it. And then he put us through the test. He put us through the ringer to see if we're going to stay faithful and true. Like I say, then he brought you on board because they can't find nothing wrong with you got a flawless record when they look at your record. And then they can't find nothing wrong with you. And then the Lord brings us together, and here we're, the two of us are doing this very thing, because the time has now come where God is putting the woman on equal footing with the man, because the restoration of all things. If you go back and you see the relationship that Adam and Eve had with one another before the fall, they were co-equal with each other. Eve was not an underdog. She only became kind of an underdog after the fall. And now God is restoring all things, the restoration of all things. It's not only the restoration of Israel. That's what you see going on over in Israel. It's restoring Israel, but it's also restoring of all things. Bring everything back to where it was before Adam and Eve fell. And at the end of 1,000 years, that kingdom will be extended back to God. And then Jesus becomes our elder brother. And it's going to be a glorious time. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we're doing whatever we can to put this truth out there and to do it, like that song said, that even in that. We're trying our level to be overcomers in this evil age that we're living in. And by God's grace, we've made it this far up the road, and we're just trying to continue on and do whatever the Lord wants us to do. And that's why we're very believing that he that is an overcomer, he's going to gain all that stuff that mm-hmm. we're talking about here. Where that song talks about very believing that there's a Lord, wise and clear to gain. That's why we're doing what we're doing here. That's why we're getting up in the morning. That's why we're praying in the day. That's why they're singing these songs, to keep us spiritually alert, so that these phone calls and these text messages from hell are not allowed to come in and divert us. That's what the devil does. He'll do everything he can to try to divert us with these holy rulers and these trying to send out their spiritual, I don't know what you call it. I call it I call it messages from hell. That's what the devil does. If he can't get you this way, he'll try to get it, it'll come at you from another way. We're 24/7, we're under attack by Satan, by his tugs and by his cords. But see, so far we've managed to keep our head above the water. So far we've managed to keep faithful and true because we don't come associate with people that are not even born again, that are very negative. So we just hang out, we eat each other, and we go from day to day. Because, and I'm grateful every day that the Lord brought you on board because he saw I'm done. I'm all wore out from fighting by myself. Then he brings on you on board, and right from day one, they've attacked you. The family and everybody else that knows us, all of a sudden they're attacking us and they're falsely accusing us of things that completely not even... they're exactly what it says over Jew. They're like brute beasts, you know. They defile themselves with saying things that you ought not to say, like exactly what it says. And back in Jew, they're like brute beasts speaking evil of things that they're completely clueless of, and thereby they defile themselves. Mm-hmm. And they need to repent of that, their diabolical accusations that they have over us. And then move on into the newness of life. Because we didn't set up this program. The God of heaven set this program because he knew he could trust us. He knew when push comes to shove, we're not going to buckle. We're not going to bow. We're not going to bend. We're going to go straight through because he knows our makeup.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to give you thanks, Lord. There's so many things that we're grateful for, Lord, that you open up your word to us, that they can lead and guide us, and we can know the time and the seasons that we're living in. You know, we're living in that period of restoration, Lord, when the disciples ask you, will you at that time restore? And he said, it's not for you to know. But that lets us know that it's for us to know, because in this Laodicea church hour, you had a message. You had a prophet here on earth to open up our understanding to the day and hour we're living in. And Lord, we were obedient and we followed your word, Lord. And we just want to give you thanks, Lord. And we want to present it to people, Lord. So if there's a hungry heart out there, Lord, that there is something, that there is comfort, Lord, in the day and hour we're living in, because you provided it for the Laodicea church hour, so that we can have the word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, Lord, and have that comfort of knowing the day and hour we're living in. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.